Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Bill Bender from the Sporting News joins us to talk about college football. Bill, how the hell are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, Ken. Thanks for having me on, man.
Well, Bill, you know, it's always great to have you on, my friend. First off, is Saquon Barkley the Heisman Trophy winner? Should we even think about anybody else?
Well, I mean, there's still time. He's certainly the front runner, and there's, I mean, I don't know Ken, what he can do. You know, he threw a touchdown. He ran one back on the kickoff. He's done everything for that offense. But it's still a quarterback's award, and I say that in that Baker Mayfield could definitely get in that mix. I think Jalen Hurts is even a fringe candidate. And but right now, yeah, the best player in college football, Saquon Barkley, no doubt.
Is it over for Butch Jones at Tennessee?
I was at that game. There's a lot of venom, a lot of disconnect. But I don't think it's going to happen at least till the end of the regular season because of his buyout. And then the second part of that is, if you're Tennessee, and this was the column I wrote, there, I don't know who the replacement is. I mean, I really don't. There's not a slam dunk candidate out there. I don't think Chip Kelly's a great fit. I'm not real keen on any of these young up and comers. Peyton Manning's not coaching. So it puts Tennessee in a tough spot because I just don't know who wants that job that isn't going to feel like Butch Jones all over again.
Well, Tennessee's a major institution. So, and I know that there were some years before Phil Fulmer that weren't so great, but it's a major, major institution with Haslam deep pockets there. Can't they go? Is there not a name that they can lure? I mean, the tradition, it's not a great recruiting ground. I get that, in state. But is there not a tradition that you can bring in? You got 100,000+ people who go to that stadium. They are dying to win. I still think they're paying the piper for the breakup with Phil Fulmer there. Is John Gruden a possibility? I'm seriously. I think that it's almost time to throw up a Hail Mary and see what you can get as far as the big name.
Well, he would be the big name and the home run, and they'd have to throw a boatload of money at him. And be interesting if they could get him because that would lend some instant credibility. I mean, another thing I wrote is, like, Peyton Manning's basically the favorite son, right? Well, he's not a coach. I mean, Michigan got their favorite son, and Miami got, you know, Mark Richt, and Nebraska seemingly is in line with everybody's point towards Scott Frost as their next coach. Well, that's why I'm saying Tennessee's stuck because, like you said, it's a major institution, a major college. There's no excuse for them getting beat like that like they did yesterday. I mean, Ken, that game was over in the second quarter. When Georgia went up 17-0, I was able to start writing. That game was over.
Okay, let me throw out a name that isn't. He's a little old, okay? You mentioned Peyton Manning. He's done a very good job at Duke. What about David Cutcliffe? I know that's not a home run name, but I'm throwing out good coaches here.
Yeah, I mean, if they were going to go that route, he could coach there 3 to 4 years. I know the other name is Les Miles. I did not realize that Les Miles and Philip Fulmer are only separated by 3 years of age. I mean, that tells you what's going on with that. But, you know, Cutcliffe always does more with less. Obviously, he's been in the SEC before, and I think the job he's done at Duke is very good. And it would appease some people. But, I mean, Tennessee is a program that probably thinks a little bit higher of themselves than they should at this point because – it's not the 90s anymore.
Well, Bill Bender joining us on the show, because I'm thinking of him almost in the same way as Nebraska, where they get rid of – Tom Osborne retires. You had Bo Pelini for a while. 9 wins is good, but it's not good enough for Nebraska. And now boy, they seem to be in a lot of trouble, and it makes me realize why a guy like Kirk Ferentz will be at Iowa until he dies or retires. Because an 8-win season in the middle of nowhere where it's very hard to recruit, no offense to everybody in Iowa City, but where it's very hard to recruit 17-year-old kids, yeah, 8, 9, 10 wins in a year, a really good season there. Maybe that's the same way with Tennessee. Maybe it's just a little bit overgrown. I don't want to say that way because I do love their tradition down there, I have to admit.
Yeah, it's a great place to see a game. I love it. You know, all those traditions, walking around that area, it's always a fun time to go down there. But maybe that is one way to look at it. I mean, and you mentioned Iowa, I mean, and Nebraska. Right now, at this point, Iowa's in better shape than Nebraska because of that stability. I know, yeah. And there's a lot of Kirk Ferentz jokes out there, but he keeps them afloat, and every once in a while they pop out a team that can almost win a Big Ten championship like they did a few years ago. Nebraska's had so much instability since Osborne. They went from Solich to Callahan to Pelini to Riley, and it's just one counter move after another, and none of it's been productive, and that's what kind of what Tennessee's done. I mean, Butch Jones would be the third coach they've blown through since Fulmer retired.
Can this hurt recruiting? Say they don't fire Butch Jones, can that actually have an adverse effect on recruiting?
Well, that's the one thing he's done well, except, and that's a good point, because up until last year's cycle, he was putting up top 10 classes. They've had a lot of talent. They, you know, some of these guys playing on Sunday, like Derek Barnett and Alvin Kamara, were Tennessee recruits. You know, he does all right on that front. But, you know, you're still competing in a division where Florida's somehow winning games in the SEC East despite no quarterback play. Georgia, to me, that was the other story from yesterday, was Georgia really kind of asserted itself as, well, maybe that's the team that can take a swing at big bad Alabama. I still don't think they're – I think they're in the ballpark with Alabama, but if they played tomorrow, I think Alabama would win big.
Well, you already beat me to the punch right there, because I wanted to ask, is Kirby Smart in Georgia football for real at 5-0 and looking that dominant against that Tennessee football team?
Well, I think they're for real, yeah. I mean, I like the running game. They've got 3 running backs that average over 5 yards a carry. Fromm's young, and just kind of picturing them going up against Alabama, Fromm's going to have to come a long way from now until then, because you know, Alabama's going to come after him, and they seem to be on some different gear, which is bizarre that they're beating teams 66-3, and then Saban's going into the press conference saying he's focused on the next domination, and he said something about he has no feelings about the point. So we knew he didn't have any feelings, Ken, but what they're doing now is borderline brutal.
If you were to compare Nick Saban to a world dictator, who would you compare him to?
Like all time?
Yeah, actually, you know what? I don't want to do that. I don't want to get you in trouble. Because if you say someone who's like, you know, there's been some serious world dictators, he's a college football coach. So let me let you think about that, and maybe you could text me. Okay.
No, I'll say, I mean, the obvious comparison, if you want to go fictional, is...
You sure you want to do that? Are you sure you want to do it?
He's Emperor Palpatine, man. They're the Death Star. They just... And I've used this comparison before, because you think you blew it up on a kick six or Ezekiel Elliott's run or, you know, Clemson's touchdown. You think you blew that program up, Ken, and what do? They bring back a bigger one, nastier one, and they start beating you a little bit worse.
Is there a team in college football who can beat both Alabama and Clemson in back-to-back weeks?
No, I don't think there is. I mean, maybe Penn State, maybe Oklahoma, maybe Ohio. Ohio State's one because they're quietly getting their act together, and I think they're going to have something for Penn State here in a few weeks.
Oh, you do you?
I do. I think they're going to have something because Penn State's coming off that Michigan game, and you know, Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State, Oklahoma, that would be the short list of teams that I think would even begin to have a chance. But I think right now it's Clemson and Alabama and everybody else. And if you gave me the choice between Clemson and Alabama as the championship game or any other matchup, right now I would take Clemson, Alabama.
See, I got to give Penn State, and I know Penn State's on the roads, but right now I kind of give Penn State a bit of an edge because Trace McSorley's willing to throw the ball down the field.
Yeah, their offense is going to present that. That's the matchup I want to see. Is if I could pick one semifinal matchup, I'd want to see it'd be Alabama against any one of those Big Ten teams. Because, you know, if you get Saban versus Meyer, you get all the, you know, you get the page views there for my business.
There you go.
If they played Michigan, you get to see those two defenses on the same field. But Penn State would be the most fun because you'd see Barkley and McSorley and that Joe Moorhead offense against Alabama's defense, classic matchup, all those things. And, you know, they'd probably put that one down in the Sugar Bowl if it came down to it.
Did Sam Darnold really take that big of a step back the other night, or is that just overreaction?
Well, it's not necessarily an overreaction. To me, that's a game USC has to win if you're really championship caliber. I know Leach is a great play caller. Luke Falk played well. The thing is, Darnold's thrown too many interceptions. His offensive line's not that great, it was a concern coming into the season. Now it's not a concern, it's a problem. And, you know, they just lost that game. I think they could climb back in, but the Pac-12's that one conference because top to bottom, the bottom can beat the top every once in a while. And, you know, you got to play every week. So there's a high risk of cannibalization in that conference as a result. Maybe Washington or Washington State can get through it.
Bill Bender joining us on the show. Joe Tiller passed away yesterday, former head coach of Purdue. For me, Bill, and I don't know how you remember him, he was one of those guys. I know I just gave you Kirk Ferentz as an example, but I used to watch college football when I was a kid, and I'm not that old yet. And I'd go, you know, everybody likes Joe Tiller. He wins like seven, eight games. Who cares? And you don't realize how hard it is to be at a place like Purdue when you have Notre Dame around you, Ohio State around you, Indiana around. I mean, there's just so many places that guys can go. And then he uses that type of offense, which he does, which really changes the way the Big Ten is. Is that his legacy on college football, not just opening it up to the Big Ten, but maybe all conferences about the basketball on grass approach?
Oh, sure. And, you know, when I think of Joe Tiller, I think of that Drew Brees era at Purdue.
Yes.
Where they were actually beating Michigan and actually beating Ohio State and, you know, putting up these big numbers. They were fun to watch, and, you know, he developed some good quarterbacks. And he wasn't afraid to call out officials and you know, be a fiery coach on the sideline. And, yeah, I think – and that's kind of what Jeff Brohm may do for them long term. They're not quite there yet. I mean, you saw a little bit of it early in the season, but certainly a loss. And, yeah, whenever I think of Joe Tiller, it's going to go straight to that Drew Brees era and how fun those Boilermakers teams were to watch during that, you know, late 90s, early 2000s when I was in high school and college and, you know, enjoying that part of my life.
Is that almost a little bit more special when you have a guy like Joe Tiller? I think of Bill Snyder down at K-State with how bad that program was when he first took it over and how he revitalized or really vitalized it in the first place. There was no revitalization. Gary Patterson at TCU's been there, what, 17 years? Is that maybe a little bit more special than the national powerhouses that we see? Because when they do that well, they mean that much more to their programs?
Oh, absolutely. And I don't know, you know, Frank Beamer spent so much time at Virginia Tech, and I don't know that we'll see that again after Bill Snyder, where I'll be hard-pressed. I mean, Patterson's getting close to 20. Ferentz is getting close to 20 years. I don't think we'll ever see a coach after Snyder spend 25 years at a school just because of the impatience. I mean, today even UTEP got rid of their guy. There's 20-plus coaching changes a year.
Completely agree. Completely agree.
It's really going to be tough.
Well, yeah, and a lot of these guys, say you go to a place – I don't know, say you go to a place like Colorado State, or you know what, let's just use Gary Patterson at TCU. How many times has his name been used as a name where he's going to go upwards or somewhere else? It's always just a stuff. If you're really the creme de la creme, these guys seem to just move on.
Right, and Patterson's an interesting case because, you know, you look at two programs that are undefeated right now, and Kyle Whittingham would be another name I would throw in there. You know, Utah and TCU have kind of made – they've been the exceptions. You know, they started as a group of five schools or BCS buster schools, whatever, and now they're in Power Five conferences, and they found their footing. Utah's going to factor in the Pac-12 South race, and TCU's going to factor into this Big 12 race, but I just don't know. The one thing with those two schools, I don't know if they can accumulate enough talent. It's classic example was last year in the playoff where, you know, Washington played Alabama, and I didn't think Washington played bad.
Yeah.
But they just didn't have the same amount of talent as Alabama had.
At least not yet. I mean, you hope that it gets better, but you're right about that. Bill, I wish I had more time with you. You know I love you, buddy. All the best.
Yeah, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks a lot, Ken.
Yes, sir. Bill Bender joining us at BillBender92 on Twitter from the Sporting News, one of our absolute favorites. He's dead on right about that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.